Good morning to you. It is 7:57 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It's the Dunham and Miller Show. George Dunham, Craig Miller, Gordon Keith. Coming up here at 8:10, we'll talk about the Barnett Shale controversy that's going on in our area as best we can. And we have Rick Carlisle on the program this morning at 9:30, talk about the Mavericks' 13-game winning streak. We also have Razor here in 1 hour. And right now we have E-Break.
It's time.
I would take your legs out and I would pummel the crap out of you.
For the emergency break of the week.
And then I would call for Lucifer to eat your soul.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
You ain't no frickin', you're not a frickin' reverend, you're a frickin' freak.
By a wheels-off comment.
Freak!
Or technical meltdowns.
Getting a little bit hysterical, aren't you?
Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just that, Breaks brings you the E-Break.
I think that's a loss of composure.
Oh my gosh. Still funny after all these years.
I'm going to call on Lucifer to eat your soul.
Well,
I'm
going
to call on him to do that.
By the way, how about a quick thank you to Just Breaks? Haven't they been the sponsor of the emergency break for over a decade?
Yeah.
Every week,
good
without
folks.
Fail, Just Breaks.
How do
Just
they do
Breaks.
It?
They just do it.
They just care.
They just care.
They really do care.
They really do care.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's give you the candidates, and you get the vote on them at 214-787-1310, and we want you to vote wisely this Friday morning. We have the sensation known as Craig Rosengarten, who has really splashed on the E-Break scene this year with his misspeaks. And this is another one when talking about the comeback of Tiger. He was trying to get to the word zeal, but he didn't quite get there.
It looked like he was really getting kind of perturbed every time he was playing golf. He was getting mad at himself more so than ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could have been this whole other ordeal that was, kind of getting to him. But it also could have been, hey, he needed a break from golf, too. So he may come back with more zeal than he ever has.
Zeal.
Zeal. Zeal. Whatever.
You're rolling.
And he was going to let that one stay out there, too, if Rick hadn't said anything.
Why does Rick not make a bigger deal out of these?
Zell.
He should pounce on this. Rick, to me, on that show, is like, he's Craig's older speech therapist who just listens to him talk and gives him paragraphs to read and things like that.
And then corrects him, no.
Yeah, no.
Not Zell.
It's not Zell. Look at the word again.
Plus, he hears them so often, I think he's just worn down.
And, you know, I think you can detect a Craig Rosengarten E-Break coming up. It's kind of like just the end of the pole starting to...
Yeah, a little twitch.
Just a little,
twitch at the end of the cane pole.
And it's usually his speech pattern. You can tell he gets a little garbled here at the beginning. And I think that to me is the indicator you're in for something good.
It looked like he was really getting kind of perturbed every time he was playing
golf. The pole bending
a little bit. Just a little bit.
I have a question about that. Why not just go ahead and say it looked like he was getting a little upset? Why didn't he just go with that word? It fits.
He wasn't sure about it.
But he slammed on the brakes for a more difficult word.
He thought it was upseat.
All right, start it over.
Hold on. It looked like he was really getting kind of upset. Perturbed every time he was playing golf.
Yeah,
he was getting mad at himself.
That doesn't make any sense.
Stops with upset and goes with perturbed.
You know, it could have been this whole other ordeal that was, kind of getting to him. But it also could have been, hey, he needed a break from golf, too. So he may come back with more zeal than he ever has.
Zeal.
There it is.
Zeal. Whatever.
You're rolling.
what laugh is that?
Zeal.
Whatever. So this is what happens. So in that room, when this speech therapy is going on, it's Craig Rosengarten,
mm-hmm.
Rick Arnett, and about three other head injury patients.
Just looking straight ahead.
And Craig's lagging behind the rest of the class.
All right, so there's Craig Rosen up for another E-Break. Candidate number two. Comes to us from Bad Radio. Now, they had some technical problems when they were out on the Stars road trip. This is when they were in Washington, D.C., and they were trying to visit with Ralph Strangis. Well, Bob and Dan were talking to Ralph. They were off the air and didn't know it. The problem is, Donovan, who took the call to find out that they weren't on the air, didn't tell them, so they did like a five-minute segment with Ralph, and they didn't know they were on the air.
Well, didn't know they were off the air.
Yeah, didn't know they were off the air. Now,
why wouldn't Donovan tell them?
Well, that's the question Dan had. Now, I don't know if Donovan deserves such an undressing, because I think what happened was Donovan just figured, I don't know, maybe they were about to come back and he was trying to talk them through something. I don't know. Listen for yourself as this melts down on bad radio.
All right, something really weird just happened.
Do you want to do that all again?
Yeah, tell it again.
It's
we just did a whole segment, and no one told us we were off the air.
Really?
I just want to know, Donovan, so you go out in the hall, you know we're off the air?
You know what?
It was a good segment,
right,
too.
If you guys keep talking and it pops back, everything is fine. I didn't know, but I was coming back to tell you that, hey, it's off. I didn't know it was for 6 minutes, though.
Groups told us last thing he heard was us complaining about Gary Bettman.
I just thought somebody might tell us.
Well, we were cut off, though. How could they tell us?
Well, we have phones.
Well, I see guys jumping
Donovan
around.
Donovan got on the phone.
Donovan had
and
the phone.
I walked out. I'm trying to help you out. Just keep going.
Wait.
Don't worry
No.
Donovan's good.
You're not
good.
Exempt from any criticism in this world. I know that it's fun to pick on Tom, but you took a phone call.
Where's Gribble?
Groove said we're off the air, and you walked out the door.
I'm trying to talk on the phone. I can't hear
out?
With you guys in here talking.
So but we were off the air.
Okay, I didn't know if it was going to pop back on or not. When I came back in, I was going to tell you guys.
Five minutes later?
I'm trying to talk
obviously.
To get the program director, to get the engineer.
I'm
trying to get everything that's going on.
Well, I'm just saying, might you tell us, hey, guys, what you're doing is you're just talking.
Excuse me.
That's all we do anyway.
I apologize for that. My bad.
I just like your defensive posture here that you didn't do anything wrong, but you knew we were off the
air. I'm on the phone outside talking.
Jeez, Adam.
What are we going to do?
Oh,
how are we all going to move on?
It's just like our show.
Would you guys ever do this during a game?
We've been off the air before.
Would you bring
and I've not been told. I've not been told, but yeah, but then I don't generally on the air say,
my head hurts.
Talk through his thought process.
Vito, what are you guys
okay,
doing?
Okay, so
do they think they're off the air here?
That's the thing. Okay, so you've had a meltdown. Why do you want to continue the time delay?
I mean, you could have told us we're, off the air.
But again, what's happening with the star?
Do you think everyone on that show fears the fiery eyes of Dan when something goes wrong?
You would think he'd be the most relaxed member of the show.
Yeah, I thought he was laid-back Dan.
He gets the most sleep. Oh, you guys are going to the White House?
Yeah,
behind-the-scenes tour?
Forget about it.
Too early, man.
I got to sleep.
Don't bring that to the air.
It's terrible.
All right, so there's Bad Radio up for an e-break. And from Team Bad Radio, it's Scoops Callahan making another appearance. This is Scoops getting kicked out of the Capitals room after doing a very short interview with Alexander Ovechkin. Now, he only gets in one question, then gets escorted out, and listen to the shake voice and nervousness of Tom, who plays the part of Scoops here. He quickly gets out of the Scoops character and turns into shake voice Tom.
Should have stuck with
Scoops.
Clean
shaven, maybe that was the difference.
No. All right.
Champ, that was quite the Lollapalooza out there tonight. You have to say everything is still Jake with you Capital City boys. Do you think you can still keep it going here in this age of ballyhoo?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We're going to see.
Thank you, champ.
What was that for?
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask him the momentum going for this year after today.
Yeah, but why don't you use his real name?
Because he's a terrific hockey player. So
I think you guys can go. You guys
can make our respect. Okay, I just meant something out of respect, not to embarrass
him. It seems kind of strange. I don't know how you're going to use it when you're not identifying a guy. You guys weren't on the credentialist to begin with, so I don't know where you're from. I think we're ready for you guys to go.
Oh, okay. I apologize. All right.
Sounded like he was being roughed up.
What was going on?
I think that was just the audio. It was just the microphone. Just,
I think he was trying to record it without letting the guy know he was recording it.
Mm. Yeah, but the when he's asking the question, as Scoops Callahan,
it's some weird technical issue. I don't quite understand.
It's one of those. I don't know what do you call it when it overrides
a gate,
like the voice.
It's gated.
Somehow, and that's why the background noise disappeared when he became Scoops.
By the way, did y'all hear the aftermath of that?
Mm-mm.
They almost didn't get into the game the next night in Buffalo.
Really?
Because the Washington PR guy called the Buffalo PR guy.
And said, look out for these clowns.
Come on. Yeah. It was such an innocuous question.
That wasn't bad at all. I mean, when their sport is getting covered.
I know it. And if you've saw the video of this, he asked it outside of the gangbang. I mean, it wasn't like he disrupted anybody else's reporting by doing
this. Usually does.
Now, it did take him a while to get the question out.
We had shake voice.
Gosh.
Well, you're talking to Ovechkin. I can understand why you're pretty nervous about it. Let's hear the question real quick. We're not sure the whole thing. Let's hear the nervous question.
This makes me too nervous to hear the question.
Shaven, maybe that was the difference.
No. All right.
Champ, that was quite the hallapalooza out there tonight. You have to say everything is still Jake with you Capital City boys. Do you think you can still keep it going here in this age of ballyhoo?
Oh, my God.
Hold on a second.
Thank you, Jim.
The Capital City Boys lost his place.
He's been drinking.
All right, so those are your three candidates. Craig Rosengarten, Bad Radio, or Scoops at 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, on behalf of Wally Taylorwood and Alicia Jackson, I'd like to vote for Cannonball Dunham's bloody
underwear. Okay, jeez. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
My own AM radio.
Oh, yes. This is a fake Natalie Maines.
There's about three or four Natalie Maines.
Well, there's one specific line that the real fake Natalie Maines always calls in on, and
really?
This is not it.
Okay.
You've been found out.
Triple fake Natalie Maines.
This is Mickey Mouse.
Who you vote for, Mickey?
I wanted to vote for Tom Grable.
Okay. All right. We're keeping an eye on you, though. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, on behalf of Alicia Jackson and Thumperholt, I've got to go for Scoops.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Am I on AM radio?
That's the real one.
That's the real fake one.
Hey.
I want to vote for Tiny Dan and Bad Radio, just so you know. Love you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Di.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, next week, George is up for saying that Donovan was undressed rather than dressed down by Dan. But this week's winner is the great Dan McDowell.
Well, nice. Thank you so much. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Hey, it's a good, it's a fair, I'm a man, John, Garbito.
That's the worst secret ever.
Supposed to be Ribby?
It's supposed to be Ribby.
This is Rudy Post. I've got Ribby's cousin. We got the same pappy, but not the same mammy.
You're covered.
How's old Garbito doing? Chowing his face with food?
Need a boat.
I'm voting for Scoops.
Okay, thank you, Rudy. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Lefty the Chihuahua.
Lefty the Chihuahua. Mm. It sent me into a deep state of hypnosis, a deep and abiding weight-losing hypnosis.
Well, send that one off to be researched. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, I want to vote for the guy who likes 16-year-old girls.
That's George.
That's not me. That's you. That's you that says uncomfortable things about high school girls, so I guess that's a vote for Gordon.
I've never said anything uncomfortable about a high school girl. You take that back.
I vote for Lefty the Chihuahua.
Another one.
Another fine... Fine vote.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to vote for Scoops. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
I'd like to vote for the e-break.
Yeah.
That's a Craig Rosengarten.
Oh, okay.
Vote.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, hey, good morning, Muses. It's Cleveland Brown. I would like to vote a premium vote for Earl Robotti.
For everybody.
What the hell?
That's an overvote.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, it's Benito from Dunham Farms. How are you, Junior?
Good.
I would like, if you like to start selling balls, you're a flawed guy.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Lefty the Chihuahua, baby.
What's going on?
So Lefty the Chihuahua is the Chihuahua from Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
Okay.
Is that right?
All right. Why is he suddenly popular?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, I'd like to defer my vote to Crocodile Kennedy.
Oh, my God. He's not around. No, they're both dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't do that, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Rocco Pendola, circumnavigating Beltline Road.
Come on. He's trying to do something different.
It's a good idea.
Beltline's very confusing to us all. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Gordon Key's tree sap-like nipple discharge, please.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, that's an interesting vote there.
Tree sap-like. Nipple
discharge. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for the Mark Minton interview of Scoops Callahan.
Okay.
I guess that's a vote for Scoops, and if so, that is a winner.
All right. Finally. Anticlimactic.
Congratulations to Scoops for winning the e-break. Because of time,
let's just...
just act like we heard it before.
Right.
All right, how many is that for us, Scoops?
That's 10 overall. He ties Davey Lane.
Really? For Tom or just Scoops?
Well, Scoops, I haven't...
slash Tom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, by the way, we just heard Phil Mickelson. That was the best Scoops ever.
Oh,
and in terms of the response he got...
Why are you yelling? Yeah. You're like a foot from me.
Are you yelling? You're a foot from me.
And then Phil played along with it.
Thank you, Scoops.
All right, congratulations, Scoops. 8:12 here on Sports Radio 1310.